Chapter 29. With the horrors close behind, shouting and threatening us, we ran full speed toward the row of buses. My heart was pounding almost as loud as my sneakers against the pavement. My throat ached, and I had a sharp pain in my side, but I kept running.
"You cannot escape! Stop now!
Give up!" The angry cries of the horrors sounded even closer, but I didn't turn back to see if they were catching up. The door to the first bus was open. Dad got there first and scrambled up the steps and inside. Mom stepped in, followed by the two boys. I pulled myself inside, and the bus door slid shut behind me. "Dad, the keys!" I choked out.
"Yes, they're here!"
he cried happily.
"Hold on, we're getting away."
The engine coughed, then started up with a roar. Dad lowered his foot on the gas pedal, and the bus shot forward. I stumbled down the aisle and fell into a seat behind Luke and Clay.
"Hurry, they're coming! They're coming!"
Luke and Clay were screaming in unison. I could hear the angry shouts of the horrors through the closed bus windows.
"We're okay,"
Dad cried, leaning over the big steering wheel.
"We're okay! We're out of here!"
"Yes!" I shouted happily. "Yes!" We all started to cheer. We kept cheering until we were out of the parking lot and back on the highway. We laughed and celebrated all the way home. The drive took hours and hours, but we didn't care. We were safe. We had escaped. It was night when Dad pulled the bus up our driveway. "Home, sweet home," I cried joyfully. We all piled eagerly out of the bus. I took a deep breath and stretched. The air smelled so sweet and fresh. A full moon made the front lawn shine. Then, I saw him. It was a horror, and he was clinging to the back of our bus. "Oh no!" I cried out.
"What are you doing there?"
Dad demanded.
"Did you ride there the whole way home?"
Luke asked in disbelief. I shrank back as the horror let go of the bus and slid to the ground. His yellow eyes studied us menacingly. He moved toward us quickly. Clay and Luke hid behind Dad. Mom's mouth dropped open in fright.
"What do you want?"
I cried. He reached out his green hand.
"Here,"
he said.
"We forgot to give you your free passes for next year."